VTU, third semester. Let us look into first chapter, that is Fourier series. Now, for the function f of x is equal to a naught by 2 plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity an cos nx plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity bn sin nx. That is the Fourier series expansion over the interval minus pi to pi. Now we have the expansion of even and odd functions. If the function is even over the interval minus L to L, we need to find what is a0, what is an, and the function, that is f of x, Fourier expansion, will be f of x is equal to a0 by 2 plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity an cos n pi x by L plus bn won't be there because it's an even function. Now further, a0 will be 2 by L integral 0 to L f of x dx. An will be 2 by L integral 0 to L f of x cos n pi by L into x dx for n is equal to 1 to infinity. Bn will be 0. This is for the interval minus L to L. Now, if you look at odd function, a0 will be 0, an will be 0 for the interval minus L to L. If I consider the function, that is f of x, Fourier expansion will be summation n is equal to 1 to infinity bn sin n pi x by L. And further, bn will be 2 by L integral 0 to L f of x sin n pi x by L into dx for n is equal to 1, 2, 3 and so on. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the even function and odd function. Now, how do we check this, that it is even or odd function? Now, suppose if I have f of x as x. Now, if I put instead of x minus x, if I get minus x, the function, that is minus f of x, so this should be an odd function. So I can say that the function f of x is equal to x is an odd function. Now suppose if I have the function which is x square. Now again, if I replace x as minus x, I'll get x square, the function itself. So this should be an even function. That's how you differentiate between an even function an odd function. If you look into sine function and cosine function, so if you put again the function f of x as sine function minus x, so this results minus sine x, which is minus f of x, which is an odd function. Now if you look at cosine function, minus x, so if I put cos of minus x would be cos x, so you get the function itself. So this should be an even function. Now suppose if I have the function which is f of x is x plus x square. Now if I put minus x here, I get minus x plus x square again. Now in this function it is neither even nor odd function. So here in this problem you need to find a naught, an and bn, the Fourier series expansion for this function f of x would be a naught by 2 plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity an cos n pi x by l plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity bn sin n pi x by l over the limit minus l to l. Now suppose you have the function of the Fourier series expansion over the interval 0 to 2 pi. The function will be f of x is equal to a naught by 2 plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity an cos nx plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity bn sin nx, and the corresponding coefficient, Fourier coefficients, where we have to find it. That will be a naught is equal to 1 by pi integral 0 to 2 pi f of x dx. An will be 1 by pi integral 0 to 2 pi f of x cos nx dx for n is equal to 1, 2, 3 and so on. And for bn, 1 by pi integral 0 to pi f of x sin nx dx for n is equal to 1, 2, 3 and so on. So this is for the Fourier expansion over the interval 0 to 2 pi. Now if you look at half range Fourier series, we have half range Fourier cosine series and half range Fourier sine series. Now half range Fourier cosine series, we have f of x is a naught by 2 plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity an cos n pi x by l over the interval 0 to l. Now the Fourier coefficients will be a naught is equal to 2 by l integral 0 to l f of x dx. An will be 2 by l integral 0 to l f of x cos n pi x by l dx for n is equal to 1, 2, 3 and so on. Now if you look at half range Fourier sine series, f of x will be summation n is equal to 1 to infinity bn sin n pi x by l over the interval 0 to L, and further the coefficient will be Bn is equal to 2 by pi integral 0 to pi f of x sine nx dx for n is equal to 1, 2, 3 and so on for the interval that is 0 to pi. Let us see harmonic analysis. Now, for the harmonic analysis, if we need to find the Fourier series of first harmonic, second harmonic, or the nth harmonic, we have again the formula, that is f of x is equal to a naught by 2 plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity a n cos n pi x by l plus summation n is equal to 1 to infinity b n sin n pi x by l. Now suppose if we have for the period 2 pi and for the first harmonic, if you are going to find it, the formula would be f of x is equal to a naught by 2 plus a1 cos x plus b1 sin x. Now to find a naught would be 2 by n summation f of x. A1 would be 2 by n summation f of x into cos x. B1 would be 2 by n f of x sin x.